Well, in Arizona, there are hundreds of thousands of cattle and other large animals, but only a handful of veterinarians to tend to them. Most vets come out of school saddled with loans and go into more lucrative family pet practices to pay off their debt. So the state is trying to get more vets into the rural areas that need them. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Casey Kuhn reports.
When equine veterinarian Candace Chintas got a call at 8 p.m. that a horse was badly wounded after getting spooked by fireworks around the 4th of July, she didn't hesitate to drive 40 minutes to help.
He was starting to get a little panicky and his gum color was pretty bad, so we ended up having to do kind of an emergency tracheotomy right there in the field.
The horse had a deep puncture wound near his neck that made it hard to breathe. Today, she's back on the ranch in a little town south of Phoenix for a checkup.
We do have airflow through there.
The horse can now breathe through his tracheotomy and eat with no problems, which Chintas says is a great sign.
He's got a little bit of a road ahead of him, but I'm pretty optimistic.
Late night calls, emergency surgeries, and remote patients. That's the kind of chaos Chintas says comes with the job of being a large animal vet.
The job in general is, I mean, it's tough. It's long, often unpredictable hours, a lot of driving.
Arizona's only vet school opened just a few years ago, so Chintas had to go to Colorado State University to get her degree, and that left her more than $300,000 in debt.
I had kids, I have a husband, you know, I had to pay out-of-state tuition. It's stressful.
Vet students typically graduate with large debt and find lucrative work treating pets. Taking care of farm animals that end up on your plate, like cows and pigs, is a tougher sell.
The return on their investment to go into food animal medicine is not very great. A lot of them have shifted more towards the small animal and equine side of practices.
Dr. Peter Munshank is the state veterinarian. He says there's a shortage of food animal vets in rural Arizona. That, Munshank says, can lead to food animals that are sicker longer and produce less. The state ag department partnered with Midwestern University, Arizona's only vet school, led by Dean Tom Graves.
Just like there are food deserts, I consider vast areas of the state of Arizona to be veterinary deserts.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program to entice more vets into food animal practice by offering student loan forgiveness if they work in these shortage areas. Graves says agriculture is consolidating to more cattle in fewer places spread farther apart.
Veterinary medicine is changing just like agriculture is changing. Veterinary medicine is consolidating too. It's not all the small veterinary practice on the corner like it used to be.
The University of Arizona believes it could have a solution to lessen student debt by offering a veterinary school that would graduate students in only 3 years instead of the usual four. Provost Andrew Comrie says the goal is to keep students in state.
We have lots of the building blocks in place already, and with an innovative new curriculum, we thought this would be a really smart thing to do.
The U of A's first run at accreditation was rejected last year. Now the school is restarting the process and hopes to be approved in the spring of 2019.
We want to be sure that we can do that, but do it in a way that really substantially lowers the costs for students, particularly for Arizonans, to attend here.
Vet Candace Chintas came back to Arizona to practice because it's what she loves to do, though the debt won't go away anytime soon.
I would do it again in a heartbeat, but it's definitely kind of a little big black cloud following you around everywhere.
Chintas couldn't take advantage of the USDA loan forgiveness program because she didn't want to leave her family again. And it may take more than that program to lure large animal vets like her to the rural areas that need them most. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.